Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Bettles, the tiny interior community on the edge of Gates of the Arctic National Park.
My name is Jamie Clays, and I work at the Bettles Lodge. I'm from Bettles, Alaska. Bettles is like being on an island because we're a fly-only village. It's a small community with dirt roads and about 30 people. We have a Park Service ranger station and a lodge and an air taxi and one other air taxi in town and a weather station. And that's pretty much the only jobs here. I really liked growing up here because you knew everyone, all your neighbors. It was a safe place to grow up. And I feel like whether you grow up in New York City or Bettles, you have, your world is only so big as a little kid. Bettles is really unique because where we're at, international travelers come through all the time to go see the Brooks Range, to go hiking or rafting. So although it's isolated, we meet people from all over the world. So even growing up, we got to meet a lot of people doing a lot of different things. We're not right up against the mountains, so the terrain is pretty unfriendly for hiking and things. So a lot of the locals actually like the winter better because they don't feel as isolated. They can go out on the frozen ground, whereas in the summer it's pretty challenging. You can be in the boat, but you can't really just hike off into the tundra. It's pretty swampy. Now they're talking about putting a road through Bettles. There's huge mining, mineral deposits over there. If that happened, I guess the future of Bettles would look drastically different than without a road. It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, even though I grew up here, every time I go on the Koyukuk or go out in an airplane, I feel just so blessed to be able to see and do the things that we do up here. It makes it worth it, all the isolation and life here. I always compare it to a third world country. It's very different than living, in the city with all the amenities. But it definitely makes it worthwhile once you put it in perspective and see the beauty.
Jamie Clays works at the Bettles Lodge. She's organizing the community's first music festival later this summer, August 10th and 11th. The band Sweating Honey will be there, and Clays says there will be free camping and a pie-eating contest. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Shaylin Cochran, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Benninger.